Hey, baby. Tuesday at 12 a.m. is Wednesday at midnight. Yeah.
Broadcasting from the Today in News digital studios at Zero Dark Hundred, out of the New York metropolitan area on Big Dog Music Radio. Here's the conservative talk show host of Wednesday at Midnight, Trey Martin.
Good morning, everybody. It's midnight, and this is Wednesday at Midnight. Trey Martin here for you. The number here is 347-838-8898. We don't have much of a show, but we do have good music, I'll tell you. I love that music. I got to find out who did that music, you know, because we stole it from somebody on the internet. I think his name is Trey Martin. I'm not sure, but I got to find out. And he does some interesting music. He's not bad, that guy. I think eventually he's going to be a professional. He sounds almost professional to me, the way he does. He does some things, you know, and I'm really in awe of the music he does. Anyway, listen, just kidding around, everybody. 330 days to Christmas and 283 days to the 2016 presidential election. Now, I just spoke with our leader, Lisa, the CEO of Big Dog Media, and I requested that we could do a one-hour show from 11:30 to 12:30 tomorrow, next Tuesday, which is the 9th of February, and it's the first primary. Last night was a caucus. That's different from a primary. Tuesday night is the New Hampshire primary, and it's going to be an interesting primary. It's the very first one, and we're not going to do a show after every primary. We like to do a show after the debates, but the primary is going to be very interesting, very first one. And we're going to try to, you know, report on it and see how it works out and everything during the day and through what happens during the week, you know, with Trump, Rubio, and Carson and Cruz. And we're very happy to hit a Cruz one last night. It shows our conservatism is coming through. We had a big turnout. I believe Trump helped that turnout. And everybody got a lot of votes. And it's funny that the Democrat primary was decided on a couple of coin tosses, which is unbelievable. Now, I'm expecting a mysterious colonel to call in if he's not on the phone already.
He's on the phone already.
Oh, there he is.
Hey. There he is. Charge.
Yeah.
Charge. All right.
So next week, listen, we're going to be on 11:30. We're going to do a special show. It's not going to be called Wednesday at Midnight. Wednesday at Midnight is our Wednesday at Midnight show, like tonight. We're going to call the next week's show. Lisa and I got to discuss it, but we're going to be like the post-primary, you know, whatever it is. Anyway.
Post-primary,
how about that, huh?
Dropping.
I got tongue-tied. I don't get tongue-tied too often, but I got tongue-tied. What are you going to do?
Exactly.
Listen, but, you know, I was really watching a little bit of the Trump thing tonight where he did the thing in New Hampshire where Scott Brown came out and endorsed him. Did you see any of that?
No, I didn't see that. I didn't see. No? I was flipping the dials. I didn't see it, no.
Oh, no, it was on the internet. I didn't see it on TV.
Oh, okay,
maybe,
that's probably why.
Sean put a little bit of it on, but Scott Brown endorsed him tonight. And, you know, Judge Jeanine endorsed Donald Trump.
Trump, yeah.
Yeah,
interesting.
Yeah. She endorsed
Fox
him.
Is really laying off him. They're not even hardly even mentioning him now, so.
Well, I guess they're restraining from that, you know. I guess they got the orders from, you know, Rupert Murdoch.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Because he's pro-amnesty, they tell me.
Murdoch or Roger Ailes?
No, I don't know for sure, but I heard that Murdoch is pro-amnesty. You know, because Murdoch is English, I believe.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, and he's pro. Maybe Ailes is too, but Ailes and Trump are supposed to be friends or something like that. I don't know, you know, really. But
yeah, who knows?
I think Trump was gracious last night.
I think so too.
Yeah, he did.
Supposedly Hollywood's trying to shove it up his butt because apparently, back some time ago, he sent a tweet about the people who come in second place won't be remembered or something, whatever the quote was. And then I guess
I remember
Hollywood started.
Like that.
A bunch of Delta Bravos, as I call them. But whatever.
They're trying to get Hillary to like.
I tell you what bothers me the most is all these young kids who think Bernie Sanders has got the answers. That's scary.
Well, you know, I got that figured out. You know why, Rob? You know, let me tell you why. This is why I believe it is. It's because they're in college, most of them.
Yeah.
And they're being taught by these Marxist professors who is talking about the same exact thing that Bernie Sanders is talking about.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Socialism.
That's got to be.
I mean, that's all they talk about is socialism, the professors. Yeah. They're all like 99% of them are socialists.
Yeah,
so they come
be.
Out and they hear that stuff and they say, man, this is our man. You know, he's talking our language. He's communist. That's it. We want that, you know. So
No, you're right.
I think
it's
that's
be.
What
it's
it is.
Be. I don't know how they believe or support that. It's crazy. But that's what's scary, though. I mean, and then they flip a coin and, all right, Hillary's got it. Whatever. Oh, boy.
Everybody wants to check that coin.
Yeah.
Trump said tonight on Hannity, he says, I want that coin. He says, I want to use that coin, too.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Hey, in the meantime, you know, Jimmy, he got back from his trip, and I had a meeting with him last night. He stopped near where we live, where Antoinette and I live, and we went and had dinner. And it's a funny story because this place that I performed at, a friend of mine from school, he's a lot older than me, but he went to the same school I went to, and he used to have a band, and I used to play with his band when I was like 13 or 14. But I go to his place, and I haven't been there like in a year and a half, and the place had moved. And I went to the place, and Jimmy met me there with his wife, and there was no place there. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Oh,
so we had to find
man.
Out where the place was. It was like, about 5 miles from where it was, and we had to drive down there, and then we drove down there. But the funny thing is, Jimmy's been getting chummy, very chummy with Bernie Sanders, you know, and it's amazing, really, what's going on with Bernie Sanders. And he called, and Hillary called Jimmy while he was away. But let me play this for you. Lisa, can you play that little thing?
Today in news.
Hi, this is Jimmy J. Please leave your name and number at the tone. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks for calling.
Jimmy J.
Shut up!
This land is your land. This land is my land.
Shut up, you idiot!
Who the hell is that?
Jimmy, I beat that schmuck by a coin toss. Bill Clinton was behind me. He looks like he's 103 years old. I said, I love the audience. I love Iowa. God bless you. Well, I don't know about God, but God bless Iowa. I beat him by a coin toss. I beat that schmuck. That schmuck, what's his name? Bernie Sanders. This land is my land. This land is Bill's land. I got my emails in FBI land. They'll never indict me. I'm the Teflon pantsuit.
My campaign manager told me to call you. What difference does it make? I don't know who you are, but he told me to call you. I get a lot of press from you. Listen, I testified for 11 hours about Benghazi. And they try to get me on email. They're not going to indict me. You know that. Barack won't indict me because he knows I'm blowing a whistle on him. Me and Bill have got him over the barrel. I mean, that black guy, he doesn't know what he's doing. You know, we know that. He's an amateur.
He isn't even a citizen.
You know, I worked for him for a while, but we made a deal, you know, when I let him take the presidency from me the last time. Well, your name is Jimmy. They said you're Jimmy J. Jimmy J or something? Are you a friend of Bernie Sanders? You a billionaire? Listen, anyway. What difference does it make anyway? This whole thing is a game. I'm going to win the presidency. There's no problem. Nobody can beat me. And what's this other guy, the Trump forces? I don't like him. He's a jerk. He calls everybody names. He probably call you a name, too. I don't even know who you are, but you sound pretty good. Yeah, I heard you on WMEX. But what difference does it make anyway? Listen, you know, I've been doing this a long time, and I know the White House backwards and forwards. You know, I was upstairs when Monica was having sex with Bill. I watched the whole thing on a hidden camera, and then I blamed it on a right-wing conspiracy. It was fun. You know, he knew I knew all about it all the time. And I got a good, you know, I made him look like a jerk. Oh, the Catherine Williams. Jennifer Flowers, I got him all. I took care of him all for Bill. He said, listen, we work together. You know, listen. Billy said I had more women than he did. But what difference does it make? Your name is Jimmy J, right? And they say, you're a DJ and a star as well. You got a star here. Let me tell you something. Me and Chelsea and Bill, we got a big foundation. We make a lot of money. So we're going to help you out someday, you know. And you have a good day, and I'll stay and talk to you. I still don't know who you are, but I'm going to meet you someday. My campaign manager told me you're a hell of a DJ on WMEX. But what difference does it make anyway? Yeah, who cares about those guys in Benghazi? You know, listen, I was drunk. What am I going to do? I couldn't do anything that night. I didn't understand that order. Shut up. And leave me alone with this stuff. Anyway, what difference does it make? I'll talk to you later. So long. What's his name again? That's him, Jimmy J. Jimmy J, yeah. Okay, Jimmy.
What is he, the DJ of the Jews?
Oh, the DJ of the Star.
Oh, the DJ of the Stars. That's right. Not the Jews, the Stars. So long.
What difference does it make?
Who the hell is that?
That, my friend, is the next president of the United States of America. The cackler. She loves to cackle.
Shut up, you moron.
Oh, man. She's a fast talker. Hey.
Yeah, she's unbelievable. Man, yeah, she can do no wrong.
I like her. I like Hillary. I'm getting to like her, you know?
She's pretty defiant. She's pretty defiant.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Man, oh, man. I don't know. Cool as a cucumber.
A coin toss. Our America is on a coin toss. It's funny. Yeah. A coin toss.
Yeah.
$19 trillion we owe now. We got up to $19 trillion.
That's not un-American, though. You know, every president's done that. Nothing matters. I'm telling you, nothing matters anymore. It's absolutely unbelievable.
Even as a first test tube meatball they made. Do you believe that? They
first
made
test
that,
tube
I
meatball. Who would want to? Who'd want to make it?
First test tube meatball. It's on truck, I'm telling you.
Who'd want to make a meatball that small? It's not really a meatball.
That's
two marble
they made, and they said raising animals to eat will be unthinkable. That's what they say.
Oh, yeah. Animals to eat.
Imagine
wow.
that. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Psychologists said spacing out and goofing off. Well, this is great for Obama. Psychologist says spacing out and goofing off is good for you. That's all he's been doing.
That's it. Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. He's
the groundhog, you know, the groundhog came out today. He got so scared. He saw a shadow of Trump. He saw a Trump shadow. Yeah, made that up.
Exactly.
There.
Oh, man. Yeah, nobody knows what's going on. There's a big controversy about that.
They canceled Valentine's Day because of a national emergency. You know, which is good for the guys anyway, you know.
Yeah, I guess so, right? You won't have to buy any of those teddies or those bears.
Right,
good Lord, forget about the candy.
Get a big teddy bear. The teddy bear is for
teddy grams. Send a teddy gram.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm worried about it. I got that work virus. You know, it's kind of like that Zika virus or whatever that is that's been going around. They just found out the first case of it through intercourse. So I got something very similar that from work, you know.
Yeah, but you didn't get it from intercourse, that's for sure.
No, but I get screwed all the time at work, so that's how I got it. It's
unbelievable. Oh, I see.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, okay.
Little levity. A little levity. Where does this stuff come from, man? One day it's global warming, the next minute it's some Zika virus, bugs. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Why'd they get the name from Zika? It's like Zika, Zika, Zoom.
It's got to be, you know, because it's originating from Brazil, so it's got to be something. Zika, Zika. Probably some kind of song. Zika, Zika here, Zika, Zika there.
It's probably a dance. It sounds like a good dance, you know, like a, like an epileptic fit dance.
It's crazy world.
Did you see the email I sent you about the guy, Gonzalez on...
Maron.
Wasn't that funny?
It was hilarious, and at first I was wondering if it was legitimate or not, but it...
I guess it was the real deal back then.
Oh, my God. You couldn't do that today, though, because somebody would probably take unbelievable offense to it. That's what I'm thinking. That was hilarious.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, probably.
Somebody would find that probably racist, or you're making fun of somebody, or whatever. I don't know.
Unbelievable. But I know. But listen, it says South America is fumigated. Australia reports cases. This is all about that other virus. You know, the virus is spreading, and scientific ignorance parallels AIDS.
You're talking about the Zika virus or whatever
Zika, Zika, Zoom.
Now, where did this come from? I never heard of that before. All of a sudden, like the next day in the news, they're talking about this virus. Like, oh, my God, it's a pandemic. It's a pandemic already. Look out. So, I don't know. I don't even know why I watch the news. It's so depressing.
It's strange, though, about this virus. I got to look more into it. Got to look more into the virus thing.
It was supposedly it was started by genetically modified mosquitoes that were sent to somewhere overseas, Brazil, somewhere, to help attack some other illness that was going on. But these were genetically modified mosquitoes that basically mutated into this Zika virus.
Wow. I
wonder how they named it, though. It must be the scientists that discovered it. They named it after the scientist. Yeah, Zika. Yeah, we got to meet Mr. Zika. We should have him on the show. You know,
genetically modified mosquitoes. Who would think of such a thing? Good Lord.
Well, somebody, you know, who would think of such a thing? The New World Order creeps that want to get rid of millions of people off the planet because they think that the
they want to kill
it. They want to kill millions of people.
God, unbelievable. Yep. Now, I guess in the Western world, those people are called ISIS. But in other parts, they're called some crazy scientist. Man, I don't know what's going on anymore.
Who cares? And nobody cares what's going on.
Just read
anymore.
The end of the Bible.
Reuters.
Just read the end of the Bible, and you'll get an idea.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of. But nobody wants to believe me about that. So I don't know. But that's what I think. I don't know where we can go from here, that's for sure.
Yep.
Yeah. There's another slashing in the subway, too. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I didn't hear about that.
Subway slashing?
I just heard about that. Those two knuckleheads from Virginia Tech that killed a 13-year-old, and that's a bizarre story, too.
Oh,
so,
that's terrible. That's horrible.
Man, I don't know what's going on with people anymore. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Well, it's got to be all this stupid stuff is affecting them. You know, it's communication is so intense now. There's so much stuff on that they hear that it affects everybody, you know. Copycat killings and stuff like that.
Well, I'll tell you, I sort of believe in that, you know, the video game thing and some of these TV shows, but where they glamorize...
Shooting and killing.
Yeah.
Blowing up and everything.
Just Google the congressional record from 1963 called the 45 Communist Goals. Read that. Read those 45 goals and you'll see exactly what's going on. They've achieved about every single thing on that list.
Wow.
And now we have an avowed socialist running for president.
Yeah, he's been awful quiet. Is it just my imagination, or has he been awful quiet?
What?
How
about my dog? You like my dog?
Who is that? Is that Elvis? Is that Elvis back there?
Elvis, that's the man.
See?
Yeah, When he's not barking, he sings, "Treat me like a fool, treat me mean and cruel." He sings that. But love me. Anyway, you know, so I was watching the thing with Trump, and the Scott Brown, I mean, you know, Scott Brown is I'm not that way, but Scott Brown is a real good-looking guy.
What do you mean you're not that way? What does that mean? What does that mean you're not that way? Good Lord, what do you mean by that?
Lisa, am I wrong? But is Scott Brown good-looking or what?
He used to be a model. He used to be a stripper.
I know. I mean, he could be a Hollywood star, that guy. He's a good-looking guy. I saw him on the Five, not the Five, on the 12 o'clock show.
One lucky guy.
Right, one lucky guy. And he's just a nice-looking guy. I don't go that way, but he's a good-looking guy. I'm saying to myself, what a good-looking guy
this
guy
is. 2000s. It's okay. You can go any way you want. It's all right. Well, it's the 2000s, man.
No, listen, the reason I bring that up is because, you know, I think, listen, I love Ted Cruz. Don't get me wrong. I like what he says. I know he's the most conservative. And Rubio's a good-looking guy, too. Ted Cruz does not look presidential to me.
Looks creepy.
Yeah, he does. He does.
Yeah, I got to tell you, he's weird. I there's something about him when he talks and everything. And yeah, I agree.
I don't mind him talking too much, but he does not look presidential.
The people of Texas that have voted for him said that they regret ever voting him in to the Senate.
Really? Is that what they said? Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
They say that he is a liar, that he flips.
No way.
And he only says, he shifts his position based on what the people want to hear. And if you look at the voter violation mailers they sent out to people in Iowa with their, you know, their names and all their neighbors' names and grades with F, saying that you haven't voted in the past caucuses, and, you know, in order to improve your score, you need to come out and vote. But they made it look official, like it was a government thing, and it said voter violation. And the Secretary of State for Iowa, you know, basically chastised the Cruz campaign for sending those out. And Cruz said, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. And a lot of people were highly offended by that. I mean, it was an invasion of privacy. It's one thing if it just had your name, but it had your name and all your neighbors' names, which means that they also got it.
Oh, I see.
And it had their names and their F or their D or their C or whatever their grade was. And so not only was that bad, but then with the whole thing with Carson, them basically telling, they send out an email and text messages to everybody in the Iowa area that was subscribed to the Ted Cruz campaign, saying that Ben Carson was out and that they should vote for, they should come and caucus for Cruz. And I guarantee that's why he beat Trump. And that is exactly why he beat Trump. He stole Ben Carson's vote.
Wow. How about that?
I think you're right. I think you're right, Lisa. Yeah.
Apparently, I think at the end of O'Reilly's show, he said something about tomorrow they were going to challenge CNN and find out.
Yeah, but you know, it doesn't matter. CNN? Yes, CNN might have broadcast it, but that doesn't matter. They didn't say definitively that he was out. They just said that it looked like he might be getting out.
Yeah.
But the Cruz campaign was wrong for then just running with it and telling everybody, even at the polling stations, at the caucus locations, that they needed to vote for Cruz
because Carson was out.
And they were even telling people that they couldn't vote for Carson because he was out. Ted Cruz actually apologized. He said, "We were wrong doing that."
Yeah.
But that doesn't matter. That's like going and robbing a bank and then saying, "Oh, I'm sorry."
Sorry, exactly.
Robbed that the Iowa caucus. He stole the win from Trump, who clearly should have won, because all the polls, even the poll that day, that morning, said he was ahead.
He was ahead, definitely, yeah. By a lot, by a good amount, by six, seven points.
If Cruz hadn't stolen those Iowa caucus votes for Carson, Trump would have won.
Yeah. Mm, interesting. I never thought about that. That's interesting, Lisa.
Yeah.
Thanks. That's good. Yeah, yeah. But I had heard about the Carson thing. He was upset about that. But, you know, Carson's, he's a nice guy. He's a real nice guy. He's not to me, he's not. He's a good-looking, good-looking black guy, but he's not presidential either.
But you're not that way. Just to clarify.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not that way, right?
Oh, but it's the 2000s. You can be that way. It's okay. You can be. It's all
right. I don't
right.
know. I'm thinking about it, though. You know, I do a thing in the club. I do a whole thing in the club. I said, listen, if I want to be gay, I could be gay. Well, you know, even though it was marriage-wise, I could decide I'm gay. You know, I say I was hiding it all the time. I mean, you could be gay at any time you want. I could be anything I want. I can't change my color. I said, listen, I can't change my color. I can't be.
No,
I can't
that could be changed.
Well,
that one woman, that was part of the NAACP. I forget her name.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah. She said,
that's right.
She's white. She said, I'm black.
Yep,
I know.
Right.
It's so funny.
White is the new black. It's the new black. Oh,
she didn't listen. What are you going to say?
I was going to say, and then there's some recently, yesterday or the day before, there's an article about some woman that says she's really a cat.
Oh, yes, I remember that one. She dressed like a cat, too, right?
Yeah.
She put on the whiskers and the hat or the ears or something, yeah.
And then there was
she must be pretty cool, huh?
There was some 50-year-old man. There was a 55-year-old man that said he's a 6-year-old girl.
Oh, man.
I want to see his lookalike. I mean, we'll have a lookalike contest for that guy.
Oh, he's hideous. He dresses up like a girl. And
no matter what.
And he's two parents who they say they love him, and they treat him like a 6-year-old girl.
Unbelievable.
I try the same thing, but no matter what I try to tell people I am or who I am, I'm always the same thing, a big loser. That's it.
Oh,
never,
what about
never
the What about New York now saying that they are legalizing peeing in public?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
So they don't have to worry about the homeless and everybody else peeing in the street.
But here's the thing. I'm telling you exactly why they're doing this. They are paving the way for the Muslim migration of all those refugees, because in those countries, that's what they do. So they're basically saying that if we make it illegal to do that here, then we're offending them because that's their custom. So we have to change our culture and our customs to accommodate them. Can you imagine how smelly New York is going to become with all of those refugees peeing all over the place?
Oh, you can go in parts of Penn Station and smell that nonsense. Yeah, so you're absolutely right.
Well, they're going to have to get something to cure the pee. So when they pee,
what happened, Trey? What did you have to leave and take a pee? It's the government. They must have shut his phone down. Oh man, we are just. He fell asleep. Fell asleep again.
His mic is still on. He hasn't dropped off the line.
He's got to pay his phone bill.
He had to go take a pee.
That's it. All this pee talk, he had to go pee. It's psychological. What a mess.
But I mean,
yeah, de Blasio is horrible.
Breastfeeding in public is highly offensive. You know, there was some test that some guy did, a video, one of those, you know, let's see how people would react. And there was a woman, two women sitting on a bench. One who had an extremely low-cut shirt with her boobs practically hanging out. And then another woman next to her, who was, you know, pretty well covered and with a blanket and breastfeeding her baby. But the woman sitting next to her was showing all kinds of cleavage. And people were walking by telling the woman who was breastfeeding how disgusting and offensive she was. And then so some guy was like, what about her? She's showing way more skin and way more boobs. He goes, well, that looks good. But that's disgusting. I don't get people. This is society.
No, you're right. I don't get people either. I tell you, it's unbelievable.
Everything that's in that, like I said, reread that communist goal. 45 communist goals. They're basically promoting promiscuity, promoting and everything, you know, to destroy the family, destroy morals, destroy art, promote ugly, formless, shapeless art, and you know, so that just everything becomes ugly. Everything that was good is now bad. Everything that's bad is good.
Mm-hmm. Interesting,
ABC now has a new television series called Lucifer.
I saw that. Right. I saw that on Fox. I didn't watch it, but I saw the advertisements for it.
On Fox, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What happened?
You know what happened? You know what happened? My internet got cut off.
Oh.
The government, man. I told you. The government's on to you.
We were talking about...
I had to take a pee. That's it.
We heard you. We heard you peeing in public. We heard you peeing in public. Can you imagine that?
I went by the subway station and I said, took a pee. That's what I did. I was off the phone. So, talking about de Blasio, and I got cut off. I figured the NSA was listening to me or something.
That guy is the worst mayor probably ever that city had, and he unbelievable what he's done to that city. Again, nobody seems to care. Nobody cares.
What about Bloomberg? I heard that he might throw his hat in the ring for president.
But
he didn't have a shot.
I'll tell you what, if anything were to happen to Hillary, I could see Joe Biden jumping right in. Right in.
You know, maybe even Kerry.
He's probably waiting in the starting blocks just to jump in any minute.
What about Michelle Obama?
We would love to have her. Sure. And I'd love to have Anthony Weiner. I think Anthony Weiner would probably be the best president we ever had. Him and Uma.
I'd like to delve into her background a little bit there. Uma.
They're all going to get indicted. Yeah. Well, her father was with the Muslim Brotherhood or something.
I don't know about that. I got to tell you, I've got my doubts about that indictment thing. I really do.
Yeah.
I could see this president saying, back off, FBI, whatever he's got to do.
I'm sure he's doing that already.
Yeah, I'm really thinking that she's going to get away with it. And again, you know, they're not making anything that's going on with this administration a big deal or that right-wing conspiracy.
What about, so they do indict her and they do convict her, and then as his final act...
He could pardon her, yeah.
He pardoned
absolutely.
Her.
Yep. Oh, no, I can see that, too. I can see that, too. Wait to indict her, like, 2 days before his end of office. And then she gets indicted, and then 2 days later, you're pardoned. Oh, yeah,
then,
no, I
he's
going to
pardon Milagovic.
And then she appoints him as a member of the Supreme Court.
Oh, God.
Oh,
could
man,
you imagine? Could you imagine? Then we are done. Then you might as well start spending. Then you might as well start spending what little money you have left because we're not going to be around much longer. I guarantee you the way things are going. I really believe
they're making that deal. They're making that deal as we speak, and we're out of time.
Yep.
What were you going to say, Lisa?
We're out of time.
Wait, you got to be careful how you say that. You get me scared. What do you mean we're out of time? Really? Literally? Or you just mean for the night? For the day.
Hey, listen, like Lisa said, read the end of the Bible. That's it. Read the end of the Bible.
Why? When you get to the end, it is the end. Oh, my Lord. I don't want to think that. You know, I don't know. Jeez.
We'll see you on the Sunday Morning Funhouse show, everybody. This is Trey Martin with the lovely Lisa and my buddy, the mysterious Colonel. He's never delirious, but he's mysterious. I want to thank you for listening to Wednesday at Midnight. We'll see you on Sunday morning, and next week we're going to do an extended show for the first primary, post-primary show on Tuesday night, starting at 11:30. We're going to go to 12:30. We'll do a special event on that. Thank you very much for listening, everybody. Good night, Trade Martin here for you. Bye-bye.
Bye, Lisa. Good night, Trade. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys. Thanks, Lisa. See you.